Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead, inside the Business Radio X studios.
Rich Casanova here and
Ryan McPherson here.
It's the Rich and Ryan show.
Hey, how are y'all doing out there today?
I'm doing great. Are you talking to me?
Talking to the audience.
Yeah, nice. So yeah, so if you're just tuning in, this is like the announcer said, a special episode we're going to do every so often. Just kind of acknowledging, saying a thank you and announcing, saying thank you to current shows, giving you kind of a quick recap of some shows that have just taken place, and look for those soon to be rebroadcast on the site, as well as we're going to spotlight some upcoming episodes, some new shows, and it's basically what's happening in the studio.
Yes. Thank you, listeners. Yep. Thank you, Business Radio X. Thank you, underwriters and sponsors. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and making this happen.
Thank you. So let's. So it's Tuesday. We're calling kind of Tuesdays in Buckhead. So today we had a great day start off.
Beautiful
Although
morning.
Except for when you get up that early and you got to be in the studio at 7 a.m.
I know.
But you go to some other studios like at 5 a.m. People work out at ridiculous hours.
This is great. And it's sunshining today. The streets of Buckhead are alive with springtime.
You know, I meant to tell you, it's like there's as many times I drive in early mornings and before sunrise, I don't get tired of that Buckhead view, right? It's all lit up or whatever.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, whether the lights are on at night, the early glow of dawn, or the sun is shining and the sun is gleaming off the glass.
And you've gotten some amazing photos of that, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. What a beautiful suite we have here at Peachtree Offices, looking out across Lenox Mall into the heart of the financial district of Buckhead, Atlanta.
Man, it sounds so great when you say that, Okay, so let's do a little recap today. So we start off with Atlanta Legal Experts, affectionately known as AL Radio.
That's right.
And we spotlight all the great activity that lawyers and professionals in that industry are making happen here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We've had in the Atlanta Bar Association, the Trowelers Association.
And we've had some high-profile criminal defense attorneys. Oh, my gosh. I mean, who's who of the Atlanta Legal...
That's the new title of the show. Who's who,
Who's who
and who's not.
And who's
our,
not.
Our show is more like who's not,
Right.
Okay,
but that's
here
every
go.
Tuesday, 8 a.m., hosted by Mrs. Emily Rowell.
Right.
So make sure you can tune into that regularly.
And today's broadcast will be probably replayed either later today or tomorrow.
Yep.
And tell us, you were engineering that show. What was it was a pretty heavy topic, right?
It was. This morning was a topic that a lot of people don't like to talk about. It's one of those subjects that people kind of shy away from, about prepping for getting older, how to avoid being ripped off as you age, and more particularly nursing home abuse.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's a pretty heavy topic, but an important message to get out. And really kind of some red flags and some, I feel like we learn something every time we have, you know.
No doubt. And thank goodness we have attorneys like who are in the room this morning out there, you know, advocating for those elderly. We all have grandmothers, grandfathers, seniors, mothers and fathers. So we need to keep in mind as they get older, preparing for your age and knowing what to look out for so you don't get ripped off or taken advantage of out there, because it certainly can happen. Unfortunately, it happens too often. But again,
they're kind of the watchdogs of that industry and helping out. So that was a great show. I just did the social, social engineering, but no, I didn't.
Please don't do that.
Please don't do that. Yeah. I'm not qualified for that. No, nobody wants that.
The world may turn into a crazy place.
Just stick with social media. So I'm taking some photos. And then next up, we had a really fun show. I
mean, our 10 a.m. show today, our Open Business Forum, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Man, let me tell you, we had athletes, we had actors, we had two awesome hosts, but it really was one of the most dynamic, full of energy, creative. It just was a great show.
If you need a pick-me-up, just tune into that show. So who was the lineup there? We kind of did two segments. We opened with some former Atlanta Falcon professional athletes.
Two former NFL stars who have now teamed up to go into the entrepreneurial business and open Title Boxing Club in the Alpharetta and Johns Creek area.
Yep. And we had Brian Scott, which basically bought and established a franchise for this market. And then his right-hand man, Jimmy Ferris, who's running the Johns Creek location, right?
Yeah.
And we almost got into a little bit of a – they didn't bring their boxing gloves in, but you got to listen to the show, because when I asked them the question –
about the big fight coming up.
Right.
They had
Mayweather,
opposite sides.
Oh, yeah. It got a little – we almost had to bring our secretary in here, Judy, to break up the fight. But, no, it was a great time with them. And then our second final segment for that show.
Man, what creative guys these guys were. There was a team of four of them, and they've gotten together to start a spearhead this project called Dream Riders TV. And what they're doing is putting together a pilot episode, or trying to
pitch to a network.
Yep, to get this show. And it's so great. It's getting started here in Atlanta.
Right, right. And they did an unbelievable kudos to them for a rarely successful. Most crowdfunding campaigns don't come into fruition. But no. They were telling the story. And if you're looking to crowdfund, you really need to tune into this one, because they gave it's really the nuts and bolts, and it's a daily business and activity that has to take place. They raised over $75,000, exceeded their $75,000 campaign.
And these guys are in their early 20s,
right?
But they are some of the most motivated, creative, and just down-to-earth guys that we've ever had in the studio.
And speaking of the guys, we had basically the founder, mm-hmm. originated Nathan Bach,
yep.
kind of launched the project and brought in a few actors, brought in Shea Castle,
yep.
Dalton Lilly,
yep.
He was kind of hands-on, I think, with the campaign.
Yep.
And then we had an Englishman just showed up.
Ben Owen.
Right, Ben Owen. Yeah,
he was in here, part of the cast, part of the crew. And
He really was a cast character.
I tell you what, the concept is something completely out of the box. You know, they are taking dreams and putting them into a TV format. It's crazy.
So look forward to that and tune in to that radio show. And then Saturday, we have an inaugural show. A little bit of backstory to that, but we're launching officially on this Saturday. Tune in at 10 a.m. for Kids Business Radio.
Oh, great.
Tell us the backstory. You know the host, and you've done some work with
Dirk Ebener. Yeah. He got together with his young daughter, and they put together an expo for young kid entrepreneurs. And they recently had that, I guess it was early February, at the Cobb Gallerina Center.
And you ran the live broadcast.
Yeah, I was out there with Trade Show Radio on behalf of Business Radio X.
And who was your co-host for that show, right? It was Lee's
Max Cantor.
Founder's son. Yeah,
yeah. He was great. And so then now Dirk has decided to already start planning for Kids Business Expo 2016.
Wow. It was a huge hit.
Oh, I know. And so he's going to start doing a show.
We're excited to have him here.
Nice.
I think we're looking at the fourth Saturday once a month.
Okay.
But definitely this Saturday, the 28th of March, mm-hmm. they'll be here in the studio and with all the kids. And amazing kids. I mean, I don't know who's going to be on this show, but we had a couple of folks that were actually on the TV show Shark Tank, got offers or deals from three of the sharks. So they look forward to that.
And Stay tuned.
Yep. Yeah. And then also, so going back to our show lineup here in the studio, so we kick things off next week, Monday, with Pro Advocate Radio, mm-hmm. your host James O'Brien mm-hmm. and Deb Beecham. And another great, it's a mission. This is a show with a mission.
And a cause.
And cause, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're basically helping families. They're really the voice of families and family law professionals. So tune into that. That's 10:30. On Mondays.
Yes, sir.
And so tune into that one. And then we...
Back to Tuesdays and Buckhead.
Tuesdays
again.
And Buckhead. Another great lineup.
That wraps up the week. Yep. And always looking forward to that.
Okay. And then also in the hopper, we have... coming in April, we have two new shows getting underway. So yep. April 3rd, you have some exciting news to share about that?
April 3rd is going to be the inaugural launch of Georgia Business Radio with your host, Ryan McPherson.
Who?
That's right. Ryan McPherson.
That name really rings a bell. Yeah. I believe that's you.
That's going to be me. Nice. We're going to be featuring industry leaders throughout Georgia, having them in our studio to share their compelling stories every Friday at 11 a.m. So please stay tuned for that.
And these folks are traditionally like those folks you'd find in like the Book of List, mm-hmm. the Atlanta Business Chronicle.
Powerhouse guys.
Yeah, powerhouse kind of movers and shakers.
That's
and really established businesses with great stories we want to kind of help get out, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And we are going to be featuring those who are really the hub of Georgia businesses.
And what day and time is that?
Friday, April 3rd, 11 a.m. will be the inaugural launch. And then we're looking to hopefully do shows every Friday at 11 a.m.
Right.
Going
I think
forward
one, one more in April, and then maybe on a regular
hopefully,
sequence,
going forward in May. With
and
a
we don't want to give away too many scoops or secrets, but rumor is for that first show, it's going to turn into a little bit of a food foodie show or the movers and shakers in the food industry.
Yeah, movers and shakers right there.
And cookers and bakers.
Yeah, something like that. So you have to stay tuned for that for sure.
Okay. And then also in April, coming April 15th, tax day. No relation. But
mine are already done, so I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, cool. But we're pretty very excited, actually, to have Pam Curie is going to be in here.
Oh,
she's industry leader, certainly in the franchise business as a franchise coach, consultant. She also represents Franserve mm-hmm. and wears multiple hats as a trainer.
She was a guest once before,
And
she came on, talked about franchise operations, how to get started, how to find the right one for you. And she's going to go into a lot of detail about that on her show.
On all levels of franchising, from the franchisors, franchisees, people thinking about a franchise, new franchises coming down the pipeline, and all those services for those vendors. So that's Wednesday.
April 15th.
April 15th at 10 a.m.
All right, looking forward to that.
And then Just a couple of closing thoughts here. We have some other shows that are kind of, we call it red light, green light, or yellow light. So yeah, whatever status they're in. So once they're official, it's obviously yeah, green lighted the project. But we're looking at a show, either kind of a race around a fitness. Mm-hmm. We have some spotlight episodes. We're talking about either fitness. There's been a lot of buzz about the film, television.
That's true.
Industry.
Man.
So
yeah, after this morning show and those guys talking about that, that seems like a road that we need to go down a little further.
Yeah, and we have somebody that's kind of scouting out some options on
hopefully that will
the Hollywood scene in Atlanta and TV and film, but also some other spotlight episodes looking at maybe bringing in some media moguls.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We want to get some of those icons in the media business here locally, both television and radio, so we can get them in here to tell their story, because they all have a personal side, aside from their on-air personalities, but usually a foundation
right,
or organization that they really get behind and support, and we'd love to have them in the studio to talk about that more.
And we're also having some conversations with some of the local college and universities.
Mm-hmm.
We also, maybe the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau, so a lot of things in the pipeline, but we're also, just to finish things off, and speaking of events, we have the corporate quarterly.
April 23rd
right,
at the Sandy Springs Concourse Athletic Club.
Right.
That it will be our third one this year, our second one this
second
year.
One, second yeah, one, once
we,
a quarter,
we did
yeah,
one in January.
Yep, and this is March.
Okay, so it will be our second one this year.
Quarters, you know, every 3 months.
That's true.
Anyway. Yeah.
But we'll all have those, you know, everybody can come out and kind of network with past show guests, potential show guests. Everybody from all across all industry backgrounds will be there.
All the studios will be present.
Represented and mixing together amongst food and beverages.
And it's a complimentary corporate just basically picks up the tab on this. There's no tickets to be purchased.
Right.
They do ask you to RSVP. And you can go to our site. We'll have details shortly just at Buckhead Business Radio X. There's a link tab right there for events.
That's right.
Just click on the events calendar.
And remind how people can get in touch with us social media-wise, too. You know,
usually always ask our guests right?
We're kind of wrapping up here.
Yeah. Okay, so... you're listening to Buckhead Business Radio X, so you're probably already at the site, but just click, you'll see all kinds of graphics all over the site. Just click on any of our social media handles.
Yep.
We've got the Twitter, Buckhead Radio X, the Facebook page, LinkedIn, mm-hmm, all that good stuff. So I think that's a wrap for the Rich and Radio, Rich and Ryan Radio Show. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, thanks for joining me on the broadcast today. As always, you're making this happen for all those business leaders out there. So if you haven't gotten in touch with Rich Casanova, do so now and book yourself on one of our fine shows being offered here in the Buckhead Studio.
See you next time on A Week in Review and the wrap-up from Buckhead Business Radio X.